Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Following Sunday's closing performance, it was announced that Romeo and Juliet recouped its full $7 million investment. The hit revival, driven by young stars Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler, concluded a 20-week limited run at the Circle in the Square Theater, became the highest-grossing limited run in the venue's history, and broke the single-performance gross record for Circle in the Square three times. It also had the youngest ticket-buying audience in recorded Broadway history for any show, as 14% of all of their ticket sales came from ages 18 through 24. Romeo and Juliet is the second Broadway production this season to announce recoupment, joining O Mary, which announced in November. Breaking news this morning, just when you thought All In was all done, Broadway is going all out. A companion piece to the recently closed 10-week limited run entitled All Out, Comedy About Life, will arrive on Broadway next season. Like All In, Comedy About Love, the production will spotlight a set of short stories by Simon Rich, this time about ambition, envy, ego, spite, and the blind pursuit of fame and fortune, in his words. It will once again feature an all-star rotating cast reading through Rich's stories, which will be announced later, along with the venue and exact dates. All In closed on Sunday at the Hudson Theater and recouped its full investment, becoming the third show this Broadway season to do so. The All In creative team is reuniting for All Out, led by director Alex Timbers. The lead producers are Seaview and Lorne Michaels. For more information, visit alloutbroadway.com. Josh Kaiserman and Nasia Thomas have joined the Broadway company of the last 5 years as the standbys for Jamie and Kathy, respectively. Kaiserman made his Broadway debut in 2022, becoming the final actor to play Connor Murphy in Dear Evan Hansen. Thomas was last seen as Anna of Cleves in Six, and also notably played Kathy in a well-received streaming production of the last 5 years in early 2021, when theaters were still shut down. As previously announced, this production will star Nick Jonas and Adrian Warren as Jamie and Kathy. Previews for the last 5 years begin March 18th. Opening night is April 6th. For a run through June 22nd at the Hudson Theater. John Cardoza will play his final performance in Moulin Rouge on April 13th. He has spent the last 6 months playing Christian in the Broadway company, following a six-month stint in the show's national tour back in 2023. In an Instagram post, he stated that he was looking forward to welcoming a new actor into this very special role in the coming weeks. He will be announced later. Catch Cardoza in Moulin Rouge at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. And in other acting news, after over 15 years in the long-running The Lion King, Cameron Powell will play his final performance as Zazu, the Hornbill, in the Disney smash hit on March 23rd. Succeeding him starting March 25th will be Blakely Slaybaugh, who was last in the ensemble of Back to the Future. In addition, The Lion King welcomes two new kids starting tonight, alternating as young Nala, Leela Chopra and Juliana Martinez. Both are making their Broadway debuts. The Lion King keeps on roaring at the Minskoff Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending February 16th. The numbers were somewhat bolstered last week because of Valentine's Day and the long President's Day weekend. Three shows played their final performances on Sunday. Romeo and Juliet closed on a high at the Circle in the Square Theater, taking in nearly $1.5 million and boasting last week's highest average ticket price. Eureka Day finished up its limited run at the Samuel J. Friedman, making over $391,000 for its final week. And All In, Comedy About Love concluded at the Hudson with $1,526,260. Hank Azaria joined the cast for the final performances. Elsewhere, the new musical Operation Mincemeat played its first Broadway preview on Saturday night after two sold-out years and counting in London. That performance alone made $111,459, selling out the John Golden Theater. Opening night is March 20th for a run through June 15th. Hadestown bid farewell to Lilius White and Allison Russell at the Walter Kerr, making over $855,000. New cast members Daniel Breaker and Merle Dandridge begin tonight as Hermes and Persephone, and Six said goodbye to five of its six onstage queens last night. Over $826,000 was made at the Lena Horn. An all-new cast of queens are being coronated tomorrow. In total, over $32.1 million was made last week on Broadway across 28 running productions. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.